Hello?
Mr. Camacho?
Yes.
Okay. This is the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. And you're scheduled for a hearing today, for this morning.
Okay.
Could we start by you stating your full name and your ADC number?
Jesse Daniel Camacho, 195580.
Okay, sir, thank you. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing, and this is concerning two allegations that are on your warrant of arrest. I see that you signed a form on April 12th that notified you that this hearing would occur today. Do you remember that?
I believe so, at the Lewis Complex.
Okay, yes, you were at Lewis at the time. And on that form, the reason this is important is that form informs that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you in this hearing, or you can represent yourself. So did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself. I have no means of hiring an attorney.
And the attorney's totally optional, so it's not a problem. This morning, we have two board members conducting the hearing. We're authorized for a two-member panel by Chairman Wright. And the two members are the Honorable David Neal and myself. I'm Gail Rittenhouse, and I'll be leading the hearing today. And we also have in the room with us Community Corrections Officer Mr. Westby. And Mr. Westby represents the Department of Corrections and your parole officer in the hearing today. So I need to swear both of you in. So Mr. Camacho and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
I do. At this time, I'd like to advise the board that Mr. Camacho is currently serving a sentence of 3 years for a new felony, possession of dangerous drugs.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Camacho, did you hear that statement?
Barely.
Okay.
I heard him say that.
Go ahead.
About my sentence, that's about it.
Okay. Mr. Westby, could you just repeat that for Mr. Camacho?
Yes. The board was being advised that Mr. Camacho is currently serving a sentence of 3 years for a new felony conviction for possession of dangerous drugs.
Okay. So, Mr. Camacho, got that?
I did hear that.
Okay, so you have a new felony conviction at this point. So
I do.
So what we'll do is we'll conduct an abbreviated hearing here, sir. We have to still follow through the process whether or not there's a new felony conviction. So we'll get through this, and it'll be very, very brief. So you have two allegations on your warrant. And what I'll do is I'll read these allegations to you, that'll complete the first phase of the hearing, and then we'll quickly move through phase two and be done with your hearing. So the first allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 7, demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about September 13th, 2017, per the task lab report dated September 18th, 2017. Mr. Camacho, is that true or false?
That is true.
That's true, okay. And then the other allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 1936 South Spanish Trail, I guess?
Roll Trail.
Oh, thank you, sir, in Cottonwood. And that was on or about October 19th, 2017. Without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer, your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. So, Mr. Camacho, is that true or false?
That is true.
That's true, okay. So, based on Mr. Camacho's admission with respect to allegations 1 and 2, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed into criminal ways or company. And I further move, based on the testimony of the Department of Corrections, that Mr. Camacho will now be serving a new felony sentence of 3 years. I further move to revoke his community supervision on that basis.
Second.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Camacho, just because you have the new felony, obviously we can't release you back to community supervision. So your hearing is concluded, and we wish you the best, sir, and hope to not see you in Orange again. And we thank you for...
Does that mean on the new charge as well, or just for the parole that I just... supposed to be finishing up?
You need to serve your new sentence, and presumably as you come toward the end of that sentence, you're again eligible for a discharge under truth in sentencing. It's just this particular community supervision, the one you were just serving, has been revoked in this hearing.
Okay,
sir.
Okay.
Thank you so much. If you'd put the CO3 back on the phone, we'd appreciate it.
I sure will.
Thank you, sir.